们今天啊的信息是新的一年与神一起的新开始。
Today our message is a fresh start with God in the new.
当我们踏入新的一年时，我们自然会反思啊过去以及对未来的展望。每年的新年都会给不少人带来希望，也啊对啊一个新的开始感觉兴奋啊与期望。
When we step into a new year, we naturally reflect on the past and look forward to the future. And every new year brings hope and excitement and desire for a new beginning to many people.
那每一年呢，其实不管是这个社会学家或者是一些组织，他们就会做一些调查哈，在呢大概有35%到50%的人会做新年励志。
Researchers and institutions they surveyed people and they found that around 35% of the people they would have New Year resolution.
那当在不同的地区就不同的对象嘛，所以有就。论题还蛮大的，30多到50多。
Depends on demographics that somewhere between 35% to 50% of the people will make the New Year resolution for themselves.
比如说，这个就是在这个去年的10月24号哈到11月初，这个组织叫。Statistica 啊，它这个 consumer 哈，就是这个消费者的一个组织，他做的调查，就超过50%的人愿意做这个觉得自己要做这个新年励志。
Statista last year, between the last week of October to the beginning of November, they did this survey.
那在这个的调查里面呢，你看到哈，他是怎么样？他是给了15项让人家勾嘛，可以不只选一个项哈。
And they give people 15 choices so that they can label what their resolution would be.
那你看，超过20%的人呢，就是想存多点钱哈。
More than 20% say they would want to save more money.
然后呢，就是注重健康了，从什么要吃的健康啦，要做运动啊，要减胖啦，就是从，就是将近20%哈，这三项它都是属于，其实都是属于要健康方面的哈。
And the next three goals are about health, to eat healthier, to exercise more, or to lose weight.
然后呢，再来就是说与人际关系了，跟家庭跟。朋友的关系。
And then the fifth is to spend more time with family and friends.
那我们看另外一个哈，这是另外一个的调查哈，他就你看差那么远，刚刚超过50几个%，这只有31个%哈，他们对的做了调查。
This is another survey, and here you can see that only 31% of people surveyed.Said that they would make New Year resolution.
他们的放的年纪的这个也把它分类也不太一样。刚刚那个是19到34算是年轻人哈，也是说年轻人比较要做这个大部分的年轻人会比较愿意要做这个新年励志，而年纪越大的人越不要。那这个也是他给你列出来哈，这年轻人你看。年轻人58%的人他说愿意要做这新年励志啊，然后呢65岁以上的就只有14%了。
The findings here is similar to the prior one, where the younger people tend to have more likelihood to make New Year resolutions. As you can see here, the age group of 18 to 29, 58% of people would want to.Make a New Year resolution.
那也就是让人知道，在年纪越大越更现实点，知道自己不会 我立了志也不会做，所以干脆就不立志了。
Maybe it tells us that as we grow older, we become more realistic, knowing that some of the goals, even if we set for ourselves, we will not be able to achieve, and therefore we just give up.
但据调查啊，这些愿意立志的人啊，将近有 10% 的人啊，会真的去做的。
But the survey also says that among the people who set goals for themselves, about 10% of them will actually practice to achieve the goal.
但他们调查是就是不同的调查嘛，哈，说一半的人啊，一月底就已经不做了。
And around 50% of those people will give up at the end of January.
看这些其实还蛮有意思的哈。刚刚这个的调查里面一样，这个要省就是存点钱啊，更高。刚刚是 21%， 这是 26% 哈。
This is another survey. You can see that saving more money is the same number one goal, but here is just even more people want to do that. 26%.
然后呢，为了健康啊，也是你看都是不管是physical 的，还有要做多运动，就是也多一点点哈。刚刚差不多19到15、16，这边是22。
And also following that would be people wanting to keep themselves healthy. You can see more than 20% of people want to exercise or eating healthily.
你都看到不同的族群哈，他们虽然有些不一样，但是你不可否认的。大家都是还是想到这个口袋有没有钱啊，跟身体健不健康啊。
So you can see from different surveys, we can see the comments, right, which is that people want to have more money in their pocket, people want to keep themselves healthy.
那在这边的调查里面，它有一项叫 improve mental health, 就是在神经上的健康，你看竟然有17%哈。
But here you can see one item called improving mental health.More than 17% of people want to have this as their goal.
所以我们也知道这个时代有真的很多人面临很多的困难，我们真的要为他们祷告。
So you can see that many people face challenges and we must pray for them.
那本现在一样是 14% 哈，这很好玩的，两个不同的群组，不同的 group, 他们做的都是14%呢，是要建立这个更好的关系，而且这边特别讲到是啊，要在家里跟家人花更多的时间，都有14%。
And there are 14% people similar as the other survey shows, and that people want to improve relationships with friends or family. They want to spend more time with the family.
而且我告诉你，年轻人希望建立更好的关系与家人，远远超过年纪大的人。
And more younger people wanting to have this goal than the older people.
我们都以为是父母很希望跟孩子多亲近，我们也知道，我们也在帮助，但是年轻人没讲，但超过我看了很难过啊。
We used to think that this goal was a goal for the older people because they want to have a better relationship with their children. But if you look at these statistics, actually, it's the younger people who wants to do that.
年轻人更夸耀他们的需要在心里。
They did not say it out loud, but they kept it in their heart that this is their desire.
人为自己来定新年的立志，为自己定些目标是好的。
It is good that we have New Year resolutions or set goals for us.
哦，所以呢，我其实希望大家为自己立一些目标哈，在新年的时候，这样子你至少有个努力的方向，或在神的面前求神帮助你，在某些方面更好成就一些事哈。
I also encourage you to set goals for yourself for the new year, because at least you would know the directions that you want to go, and you can ask certain helps from God to help you.
刚刚这两个调查都故意的把与神的关系这些属灵的事啊不在选项里面。
The two surveys that I just showed you deliberately did not include faith and God in the questionnaire options.
是这些只是讲到身心上面的需要，也值得我们基督徒去看的哈。
But the pursuit of body and mind health is also worth our reverence.
那些文章啊，鼓励我们新年励志这个一些的，哪怕不是基督教基督徒写的哈，它也有它的阅读的价值的。
And those articles on New Year resolutions are not without value for the Christians to read.
比如说，这些书都会建议你，你所定的这个立的志和定的目标啊，是要有它的可行性啊，不要幻想的太那个，不可行，有可行性，很实际的，而且呢，你可以看到，就是看到它的 progress， 就是可以跟踪看到它的进度的哈，来鼓励自己来完成。
For example, these articles they all suggest that the resolutions or goals that you make.Must be specific and realistic and trackable.
所以我是常常提醒基督徒啊，神赐给啊世人的都有聪明啊才智，世人有的我们也有嘛哈。那世人累积的，不管是自然科学啊，这个社会科学这些啊，人家世人读，我们也读啊，世人受益，我们也受益哈。
I always remind our Christians that the world receive.Wisdom and intelligence from God, so do we. The world learn and benefit from the accumulation of knowledge, so do we.
我们不会因为信仰而成为狭窄，更狭窄的人。我们反而因着我们的信心有超越世人看不到的，因着我们因着认识神而有属天的智慧，有属天的真理知识。
Our faith will not give us a narrower view. Instead, we have obtained the heavenly knowledge and wisdom through our faith.
何况我们还有神帮助我们呢？
And in addition, we have God's help.
所以呢，拥有这个试着拥有最好的开始哈，我们要一年的开始，希望我们有个好的开始，就不只是来于我们什么心理励志，然后我们努力或者知道这些知识哈。不仅仅是 这些了，我们真正的要好哈，我们是要来自神的恩典。真正的好是要我们在依靠神，在主里面，我们把自己的生命活得又美又好。
Therefore, the best start that we can have does not come from our own resolutions or effort or our knowledge, but comes from God's grace. Because in God, we can live our life.To the better.
我再次强调，不是我们不要立志，不是我们不要努力，而是那些世人所知道的，我们也都知道；世人该尽力的，我们也知道。但是我们不仅仅只是在那里，我们因着信神，因着有神的同在，我们能够从这里面更超越的寻找最好、更好，而且活出更美、更好。
I stress that I'm not saying that we should not make a resolution or we should not set goals, but we should not stop there. Because our faith helps us to transcend the worldview so that we can pursue the best that God gives us and seek His help in helping us to achieve the goals.
今天我就要来与大家一起从圣经并神的应许来看如何在基督里的新的一年啊，如何我们在基督里，我们展开这新的一年的开始，我们做美好的计划。
So today I want to discuss how to have a new beginning and how to plan for our new year in Christ.
说到新的开始，首先我就要提醒，我们是在基督里呢，是个新造的人。
So the first that I want to say is that we are in Christ.So we have a new life.
当我们接受耶稣做我们的救主时，我们生命改变了。我们是领受因着主的复活，我们领受的他在生命的源头，我们领受了一个崭新的生命。
When we accept Jesus as our Savior, we are changed.
认识这个新生命是极其重要的。
And to recognize this new life is important.
因为我们不是要用我们的旧生命来开始这个新的一年。
Because we don't want to start our new year with our old self.
我们是因为我们的新的生命，因为旧的已经过去的，过去的失败，过去的遗憾，过去的罪孽，都被耶稣基督宝血洗净了。
Because the old is gone, past failures, regrets, and sins have been washed away by His blood.
这是神给我们的应许，是在哥林多后书的5:17。若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
This is God's promise. In 2 Corinthians, it tells us, chapter 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here.
你认识你的新生命吗
？Do you recognize your new life?
这新生命是有神的性情的生命啊。
It's alive with divine nature.
我们的新生命是公平、公义、喜爱圣洁、喜欢真善美。
It has justice, righteousness, has the love for holiness, love for truth, goodness and beauty.
新生命是一个爱的生命，不仅喜欢这个人家爱我们接受爱啊，而且欢喜的去付出爱。
It's a life of love. Not only it likes to receive love, but also likes to give love.
爱神爱人不仅是我们新生命的生活准则，更是我们一切言语行为的动机与动力。
Loving God and loving others is not only the principle of our life, but also the motivation and driving force of all our words and actions.
这个新生命就不只是世人看到我们身心需要照顾，身心需要好，更是看到我们身心灵全人这个灵里面的需要，灵命需要滋养。我们需要比如祷告，我们就是呼吸；我们读圣经，就如同我们的新生命要吃粮食；侍奉就是我们的运动。
This new life not only needs physical and mental care, but also spiritual nourishment. For example, prayer is the breath, Bible is the food, and serving is the exercise.
那当我们来为未来一年做计划、规划人生的时候，我们做新年励志的时候，我们一定要把这些新生命的知识，我们要放在心里，来做计划。所以，我们不能只顾身心，我们身心灵的需要也一定要放在我们的计划之中。
So when we make plans for the new year, we must put all this knowledge about the new life into our minds.Not only that we should care about our physical and mental health, we also need to care about our spiritual health and growth.
保罗特别在腓立比书中特别的这样子鼓励我们，就说我们要怎么忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我们来的奖赏。
Paul encouraged us in Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14.Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
所以我们在基督里，我们的新生命不被过去的错误来局限、来束缚我们。透过基督，我们可以每天都有新的开始。他每天早上都会在爱中赐给我们新的恩惠。
So, in our new life in Christ, we don't have to be bound by past mistakes or limitations. Through Christ, we can start afresh each day. And He gives us new grace in love every morning.
Yeah, 借着这每天神的供给，我们能够满怀信心的依靠，欢欢喜喜的来面对，在神的恩典中来面对我们的每一天。
And His grace enables us to move forward with confidence.
这是耶利米哀歌的3:22-23说，我们不至消灭，是出于耶和华诸般的慈爱，是因他的怜悯不至断绝。每早晨，这都是新的，你的诚实信实广大。
In Lamentations chapter 3, verse 23 and 22 and 23 tells us, because of the Lord's great love, we're not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness.
所以再次强调，我们在面对新的一年的时候，我们要记得，在主耶稣基督里，我们有新的生命，我们要更来亲近他，我们要在主里面，我们展开那个新生命，在2025年展开新的一页。
Therefore, I stress that in the new year, we must make up our minds to be closer to God and live out the beauty of our new life in Christ.
在新的一年，除了我们要知道我们在基督里有这新生命来开始，我们还要相信什么呀？神为我们每一位都有美好的计划。
And we, the second thing is that we must believe that God has a plan for us.
在新的一年带来很多的不确定哈、啊，我们计划这个好不好啊？计划那个好不好？我们能不能够做些啊？哦，今年会发生什么事啊？我们面临会什么挑战啊？我们是很高兴还是会很惊喜或惊吓哈、
啊？As a new as a new year starts, it brings with it a lot of uncertainty. So we will ask ourselves, what will this year bring? Will we face challenges, joy, or surprises?
但你知道吗？我们信主的人面临着种种不确定的时刻，我们是能够有平安。我们能够因着神有给我们计划嘛 ，right？ 因着他与我们同在。因为他会帮助我们，他的帮助都是让我们更好，更能够荣耀他，所以我们不担心的。
But as Christians, in times of uncertainty, we can have peace, knowing that God has a plan for us, and He will help us, and His plans are for our own good, and so that we can reveal His grace and glory.
在耶利米书二十九章十一节这样说：耶和华说。我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们幕后有指望。
In Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11 tells us, For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future.
你记得耶稣亲自告诉我们，他来是要我们得生命，而且是得的更丰盛的。
Remember that Jesus told us that he came to this world so that we can have a new life and an abundance of life.
所以在耶稣基督里面，我们会成就美好的事的。
Therefore, in Christ, we will be able to achieve good stuff.
以弗所书二章十节这样说：我们原是他的工作，在神的工作，神的手中的，在耶稣基督里造成，为要叫我们行善。就是神所预备叫我们行的。
In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, it says, We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them.
神对我们的计划不只是地上的成功、啊、而是将我们塑造成基督的形象，而能实现他在我们生命中的目的。
God's plan for us are not just about earthly successes, but about shaping us into the image of Christ and fulfilling His purposes in our lives.
也许有时候哈，他的计划可能不像我们就所期待的那样子，但我们可以相信，神的计划都是最终是让我们得益，最终是让我们很美好。
Maybe sometimes His plans don't turn out to be the way that we expect. But we can trust that these plans are always for our ultimate good.
我很感谢神啊！我很早就相信神为我一生有美好的计划。
I'm grateful, very grateful to God, because I believed very early on that God had a good plan for my life.
我在大学的时候，在神的帮助感动下，我就开始比较更虔诚的亲近神。
When I was in college, I was moved by God, and so I was determined to be closer to Him.
我的好室友、好朋友、好同学在这哈、啊，我每天早上五点钟 就会醒来啊，我也不知道为什么，我就会拿本圣经去读哈，读不懂啊，我就看一章。
We have my good roommate, my good friend here, Alex. We were together at that point. Every morning, 5 o'clock. I don't know why I would just wake up. And I would just take the Bible with me and I would read. Although I didn't understand all of it, but I kept on reading.
那大学毕业的时候，我真的是这样祷告，因为我有认识的主内的朋友，他就去念神学院，去念华神了。那我就问神，神啊，那我未来的道路，我要去去念神学院吗？
At the graduation of the college, I know someone who went to theology school, and so I asked for the same thing. God, do you want me to go to a theological school?
我有真的是诚心的祷告，没有什么感动啊，没有什么回应。
My prayer was sincere, but I did not feel any response.
说，我说那像这样，我就出国去念书了。
And then I said, then maybe, then I'll go abroad to study.
我念物理系，我就申请了这个一些学校，希望拿奖学金嘛。然后我考那个GRE 啊，我也考得很好，好高兴。我说可能会有些不错的学校，也会给我奖学金呢。
I was a physics major, and I was expecting to get a scholarship from some schools because I had a pretty good score in GRE.
后来学校就一直回信来说没有收到我 GRE 的成绩啊，说这个最后审核要到了，因为这样我们不能给你奖学金的。
But schools came back to me saying that they did not receive my GRE score, and the assessment process had been coming to an end, so they wouldn't be able to give me the scholarship.
结果我叫寄了三次，他们都没收到。
I tried 3 times to send the score to them, and none of those times they received.
我后来才知道，我自作聪明，我课墙中间有个 dash 哈。结果呢，那个 first name 它只有8个格子，我就把 dash 拿掉了，就给挤在那里面，刚刚好嘛。
Finally, I realized the problem. In my first name, there was a dash in between the ke and qiang, but on the GRE, they only allow 8 letters for the space limitation. So I took out the dash.
我所有的证件都是我 LI 是 last name， 我这个强是 first name， 我的 middle name 是 K1，只有我的 GRE 成绩呢，我的 first name 是克强。
And so in all, my credentials, my first name would be Jiang, and my last name would be Li, and my middle name would be Ke. But in my GRE alone, the only one that I had was Ke Qiang as my first name. So this is completely different than my other credentials. That's why they didn't receive my GRE score.
我告诉你，那是50年前，现在他们可能就会懂了。现在我可以打电话。啊，找得到人，那时候用写信，搞了半天都没人理我。
This happened 50 years ago, and back then we can only write letters, and nobody answered me.
结果我就出国啦，来了我就去了另外一个不给我奖学金的学校嘛，
so、
我去了 Stephen.
So I came out of Taiwan to here, and went to a school who didn't give me a scholarship, which is the Stephen's Institute.
说那学校也不错，可是我物理系排快五十名呢。
It's a good school, but the physics department, was around the ranking of 50th place.
在五十名以内，我忘掉了几名哈。但是呢，他又不给我钱。
But they wouldn't give me any scholarship.
那五十我就转电脑系了。
So I had to make a decision. I decided I was going to major in computer science.
后来。我的同学他们出来了，都练了2年的物理系，以后2年之后再改成电脑系，我比他们早得2年。
So all my friends who were in majored in physics, they came out with a scholarship. They studied for 2 years, and then they realized, and then they want to major in computer science. That actually made me 2 years ahead of them.
不是所有啊，我们也有同学进了 MIT 拿博士，物理系博士。
Well, there are other kids who went to MIT to finally get his PhD in physics.
但你知道，我真的信主不难过。我那时候不知道，我后来练电脑我更方便，我后来做事神也很舒服。我不知道，但是我就是相信神给我有很好的计划。
But this all happened before I knew anything would happen later, right? So I was not anxious. I was at peace with the choices that I had to make. Later on, being a computer science major brought a lot of convenience and easiness to my work.
我告诉你，不信主的人更是看我们是傻傻的高兴啊。
Sometimes the non-believers will look at us and say that they are joyful, but they're being joyful blindly.
来到美国就开车啦，在 highway 上哈、啊，开车啊，师母会担心的。哎呀，小心啊，不要出了错，这个出 wrong exit 啊，出去。等一下，不是每一个出口都有立刻有回高速公路的那个，我们路又不熟，来那时候又没 GPS， 那开错路了，出错出口很麻烦。
Back then I started driving and there was no GPS at that point. So sometimes my wife would be worried because if we miss an exit, then we would not be able to come back to the road and we would then get lost. That was the thing, the concern for us to drive on the road.
但我记得很清楚，师母也记得，山地也记得。我就是立刻有个 idea， 我说：“哎呀，信神真好啊！在人生的道路上，我绝对不会走错处。我要出去，该出去，神会举个大牌子，哎，该出去了，该出去了。OK， 万一我的印子走错了，神也会把我带回路的。我真是安心。”
But this concern actually prompted me to have a thankful thought, which is that I know that on my journey in this life, God will help me not to miss the exit. And even if I did take the wrong turn, He would help me to get back on the right path.
那当后来有 GPS 这种担忧，开会上出错口就是开错路就比较少了哈。
But this concern got less of a concern because later on we had GPS.
在2008年哈，就17年前呢，我开啊跟师母就开了一辆车去德州，我的小儿子在德州的 Austin 念书嘛，我们就想把这个车子开下去，把车子让他开，然后我们坐飞机回来。
In 2008, my youngest son was attending a college in Texas, in Austin, Texas, and so our plan was to me and my wife and the son were going to drive a car down there, leave the car for him, and then we take a flight back.
一路都好顺利，就进到德州了。
We had a smooth ride into Texas.
然后我们发现这个 GPS 一定要我们去走大路啊，要经过 Dallas 那个大城。
And then we found that the GPS was going to take us through Dallas, a big city.
我说不行啊，那边 traffic 啊，要 cross 那个大城，要进再出，我不晓得浪费多少时间，我们就不要走，我们绕旁边的路啊，不要走那条路。
And we thought that the traffic in and out of the city would be congested, so we decided to take another route to bypass the city.
我告诉你，那时候 GPS 没有那么聪明，它没有网络连线的，它就一直说，我们一转弯，它就是说 recalculating, recalculating, 然后一直要我们回去，一直要我们回去，很凶的一直骂我们。
At that time, the GPS was not yet able to be connected to the internet, so.It didn't understand our turns. So whenever that we wanted to turn, it would say recalculating, and it kept saying recalculating and give us the instructions to turn on its original route. It was very stubborn. It was very tense.
我想还好上帝好聪明啊，上帝知道我们的需要，也了解现实状况，不会像这个 GPS 那么 stubborn 啊。
And my thought was that thank God that God is way smarter than the GPS. He understands us, and He will help us to be flexible.
所以现在我们开车，你可以用手机 Google Map 什么，他就直接告诉你哪条路是最好的路哈。你知道，上帝比他还聪明。 上帝在我们人生中，他知道谁条路最好，我们真的要安心的。
So now you have the GPS on your Google, where it's going to give you the best route. But I can guarantee you that God is much better than that, because He knows how to direct us. He knows what's best for us. Therefore, we should have peace, trusting Him.
你有什么希望？你要做什么？你祷告。
If you have any desires, if you want to do something, pray.
你希望完成什么美好的事？你祷告。
If you want to achieve some nice goals, pray.
诗篇五十七篇二节说：“我要求告至高的神，就是为我成全诸事的神。”
Psalm 57 verse 2, it tells us, "I cry out to God Most High, to a God who fulfills His purpose for me."
最后一点哈，第三点我要强调，一点的开始，让我们凡事以神而先。
And the third point I want to stress is that making God our priority in the start of the year.
世人都会有所需要、需求也向往啊。
The people in this world, they have many needs and pursuits.
我们基督徒也不例外，我们也有些我们心里想要的、我们追求的。
And Christians are no exception.
但在我们新年的一开始，我们做计划，我们想要什么时候，我真的建议你要把神放在优先啊。
But at the beginning of the new year, when we make plans as Christians, let's put God first.
因为我们刚刚看到人就是需要有更多钱啊和健康，他们在时间安排上，他一定会照着自己所希望的来安排他每天的生活的。
Usually, when people have priorities, they would value their time that way as well. They would arrange their time according to their priorities.
我们没有要否认身为一个人希望的、所需要的、所追求的，我们没有否认。但是我在这边特别强调的是，我们不要把神放一边，我们甚至要把神放在第一位的。
I don't deny that everyone has their personal desires, and we should accept that. But what I'm trying to say is that don't put God aside. Actually, put God at the top.
在马太福音六章三十三节说，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们的。
In Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, it says, "But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well."
所以在我们做任何的计划的时候，你有没有祷告啊？
So when we make plans, do you pray?
要把神放在优先哈，哦，实际的做不来，难在你有没有下定这样的心智，决定要靠主的帮助来把神放在第一位。
Try to put God in the first priority. It is not difficult to do that. What's difficult is to have this determination to put Him in the first priority.
我下面做一些建议哈。
Let me give you some suggestions.
你一早醒来，你可以控制你的思想。你一早醒来就是感谢神，一天新的开始，每天都有神的恩典，充充满满的神的主恩够用。
For example, in the morning you get up, and at that point you should control your mind, by thanking God and by knowing that God's grace is enough for you.
你吃早饭的时候，你要感谢神。神有给你粮，灵粮，神的话语的。
And when you take your breakfast, think about God because God gives you spiritual food.
我们随时随刻都呼吸，你想，我们里面随时都可以跟神交通，都是可以跟神祷告。
We breathe every second. Therefore, must remember that we can also pray every second.
你要去准备去上班，你要感谢神，神足够你有给你的健康也好，给你一个工作也好，你都可以带着感恩的心去面对。
When you go to work, be thankful for having a job, for having the health, to work.
你要祈求什么？你首先就想到，哎，这是不是神的应许？神如果在这方面是应许，他是怎么应许的
？And you, when you want something.Then, when you pursue something, then ask God and check to see if it is God's promise. And if so, what did He say?
养成习惯， 一有高兴的事，心里就不止嘴巴上讲而已，心里面就感谢神。一高兴的事就立刻感谢神，面临挑战的时候，心里自然立即的向神呼求。
Form a habit. When you have something good happen to you, make sure that the first thought that comes to you is to thank God. And when you face challenges, make sure that you look to God for guidance.
把神放在优先，不是那些事情都不做，而是做所有人事人做的事情的时候，优先就想到神。
Putting God at the first priority doesn't mean that you stop doing your things. It means that before you start, you should think about God.
我常跟弟兄姐妹讲，我说，你看，你如果先想到神，神难道还更不顾念你吗？是不是？你跟人之间的关系，如果那人什么都是替你想，你在爱与回应里面，你是不是也会什么事情替他想？何况我们的神是个全能的神，爱我们的神。
I always remind our brothers and sisters, I tell them that when you think about God, do you think that God does not think about you? We can see this thinking for each other in our real relationships. Sometimes you think about a person, and that person think back for you as well.
圣经告诉我们，那谁爱谁，谁是知道的。
And the Bible tells us that God knows who loves him.
就每天我们做那个时间表哈，我们做时间表，我们每一天或每一周哈，每个月我们做了时间表。
So when we make our schedule, our daily schedule, our weekly schedule, our monthly schedule,
你真的立定心志的话，你会把你这些希望做、希望完成或希望成就放在你的时间表上，对不对
？You will put what you need to do on your schedule.
我把神放在优先。
But remember to put God first.
把你的灵修时间每天灵修时间放在哪里
？Put your daily dedication time there.
你祷告时间
？Your prayer time.
虽然我们随时都可以祷告，但有一段短短的时间，你独处于神，安静的在神的面前。
Maybe it's time that you spend with God alone in a quiet, just a short period of time.
在吗？你不会连五分钟都没有去 读一张圣经的。
And even if in your busy life, you still can have 5 minutes to read the Bible.
重要是你看它为重，你把它放在你的这个时间表上。
You will make the important things on your schedule if you consider it important.
团契查经有时间，如果你放在那，你就有时间。
What about fellowship, Bible study?If you consider it's important, you will have time.
主日崇拜有时间，你把每个主日把崇拜神放在优先，在崇拜以前尽量不要做什么其他的事。
And try not to schedule other things before the Sunday worship.
早早的就来。
Come here early.
预备我们的心，然后口唱心和的赞美神。
To prepare your heart and so that we can sing and praise God. With our heart and soul together.
我们教会啊，崇拜时候还放奉献箱在这里，我们唱奉献诗歌，让人有机会把给神的礼物带上。
We have the offering box here because our brothers and sisters bring their tithe here.
那有些弟兄姊妹就是在online banking 哈 Zelle 上，他们就奉献。
And some people do it online.
那不管多和少，你有心，你把你的那一份，我再次强调。不是多少的问题，是你心里有没有要带礼物来朝见神，欢欢喜喜的感谢他，神赐给你的丰盛。
Regardless of the amount of money, think about did you bring a gift to God to thank Him for the abundance that He gave?
不管多少，你是每个月每周，你把你要给神甘心乐意的那一部分哈，都是好小的一部分 ，right？ 每个人不一样，但是不管多少，你把它先都拿出来，不是到后来看高兴的拿一些，忘掉就算了。
Regardless of the amount, set aside what you want to give to God first.
我们会
not at the end of the month, take a look.At your leftover and see if you have anything there, and if not, then just forget about it.
真的养成习惯，在凡事上，你都想到神，你都来依靠他，你都来感谢他。
form a habit to think about God, to rely on Him, and to thank Him.
你知道，你这样在每天的读经、祷告与寻求神上，你这一年会多么的丰盛，会多么的美好吗？
Can you imagine how abundant you will be in this year if you put prayer, put Bible study, and other things for God on your schedule?
最后，我们要特别的再来鼓励弟兄姊妹，我们是在神爱中，要常常喜乐。我们总是神欢喜我们，因为神的旨意要我们欢喜快乐。
Last, I must remind everyone that we should rejoice always in God's love because this is His will for us.
再次强调，在一年的开始，我们为未来计划，我们来看我们的一生，看我们未来的一年。我们是在神的恩典里面欢欢喜喜的来迎接。
At the beginning of the year, when we look at this year, we should know that we are in His blessing, and we should be joyful to welcome this new year.
因为我们所信的神是深深爱着我们的神。
Because our God loves us deeply.
他的爱永不改变。
His love is unchanging.
他给我们的恩典也足够我们来度过人生的每一天每一年。
And His grace is enough for us to get through each day and each year of our lives.
所以我常常这样想这个经文，帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十六到十八节，要常常喜乐，不住祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们，就是向我们所定的旨意。
This is the verse that I always think aboutRejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
常常喜乐，并不是说我们生活都总是一帆风顺的，而是我们每天都可以因着神的爱，因着神与我们同在，因为他的救恩，因为他给我们今世永世的祝福与帮助，我们都可以欢喜快乐。
And being joyful all the time does not mean that life is always smooth sailing. Rather, it means that we can rejoice every day because of God's love, God's presence, and the promise of salvation and eternal life.
让我们来一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父上帝，我感谢你赐给我们2025年这新的一年。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us this new year, year 2025.
谢谢你在基督耶稣里应许我们能以新的生命来开始新的一年。
Thank you for promising us in Christ that we can start this new year with a new life.
帮助我们相信你为我们每个人都有美好的计划。
And help us to believe that you have a good plan for each one of us.
相信这个圣灵会提醒也帮助我们，也求圣灵提醒帮助我们，让我们真是让主居首位，凡事先想到神，以神为优先。
May the Holy Spirit remind and help us to put God first, to think of God before everything and put Him as the first priority.
因为我们每天都在你爱中喜乐度日。
May we live every day with joy in your love.
愿今年因着在一开始我们就定义要与神同行，使得2025年成为我们灵命成长，在信心中领受应许，在爱心中开花结果，充满喜乐丰盛的一年。
May this year be a year of growing in spirit, receiving promises in faith, bearing fruits in love,overflowing with joy because we have decided to walk with God at its very beginning.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. 好，我们一起来唱首赞歌。 To you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen.